Welcome to the Back to Football Kickoff Luncheon. My name is JP Shadrick with the Jaguars Radio Network and Jaguars.com. We're glad you all are here today. We're actually streaming this live on Jaguars.com today as well, so you can go watch the archive a little later if you want to go check it out again. We've got plenty to get to today, of course. This is our 21st season of football. I know everybody's ready, right, for the kickoff for the 2015 season, September 13th. Players and coaches should be at tables now. It looks like you are. There's Blake right there. Sendarek's over here somewhere. All these guys are around. So enjoy your lunch with those guys today. We'll have a little intermission, so you'll have some time to talk to those guys one-on-one in the middle of the program today, so you can enjoy it without any interruptions. Of course, being here today, you're helping the Jaguars Foundation. That's our charitable arm out in the community every day, working with issues in the community, and they've done that for a long time and at a very high level. That's the big reason we're here today, of course. We can all agree, I think, that Jacksonville's a community ready to take a step forward, right? Well, the Jaguars are an organization ready to take the next step forward as well. But to define that next step and have the guts to follow through with that step, that takes strong leadership. And that's defined different ways. Leadership, easily, though, is defined as the capacity to translate vision into reality. Right? That makes sense. That's a good way to look at it. Today you'll hear from Jaguars leaders as they share their vision for the organization and how that fits into the Jacksonville community, both business and out in the community as well. We'll get to football a little bit later today, but we'll start on the Jaguars business side. The transformation of this business side continues. It's an organization now that's getting healthier, and it's taken some time and work to get there, but we're getting there. It's really close, but it also takes a strong leader with a track record of success to get that done. Please welcome Jaguars President Mark Lamping.
Thanks, JP. That wasn't too aggressive of butt kissing, but thank you very much. Well, welcome everybody, and particularly the players who are joining us today. They get such little time off, and to devote the time that they are today along with the coaches is very, very much appreciated. So, and you'll know the players are the ones that have the numbers on, so thank them. Also want to thank all of our guests and sponsors that are here today. Your involvement is making this luncheon a great success. Your commitment and support to the team and the Jaguars Foundation will help raise over $100,000 today for the Jaguars Foundation. With 100% of those funds being reinvested in our wonderful community, helping children, families, and our local active military and veterans. This would not happen without all of you, and thank you very much for your commitment to the Jaguars and our community. I also want to give a little special thank you to Kelly Coughlin, who's here today, and the J Fund for your continued partnership with the Jaguars Foundation. Your work on behalf of children with life-threatening illnesses is an inspiration for us all. So, Kelly, thank you very much. I would also like to give a warm welcome to our mayor, Lenny Curry. Here today. Welcome, Mayor. Sheriff Mike Williams, our council president, Greg Anderson, and numerous city council members are here with us today. All of you, thank you very much for your service. Today you'll have the opportunity to hear firsthand a preview of the 2015 season directly from the coaches and players themselves. I hope you enjoy the rest of the program. Now I'd like to introduce Bill Adams. Bill, the managing partner at Gunster Law Firm, the title sponsor for the 2015 Back to Football Luncheon. Thanks, Mark.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, forget about Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year again, football season. As Mark mentioned, I'm Bill Adams. I'm the managing partner of Gunster's Jacksonville office, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Back to Football Lunch. On behalf of our 20 lawyers here in Jacksonville and our 170 lawyers throughout the state of Florida, we're proud to partner with the Jaguars Foundation to celebrate the start of a very exciting season for the Jags and for Jacksonville. The Jaguars are proving what can be done when desire is accompanied by the courage to take bold steps. EverBank Field has been transformed. Just a couple of years ago, it was just another stadium. Without a doubt, today it provides the best game day experience in professional sports, not just the NFL. The Jags continue to relentlessly pursue their strategy to put a winning team out there every Sunday. As we've seen, they're committed to bold moves. After last Friday night's game, I don't see how anybody couldn't be excited. The Jags looked awesome, and we know they're ready to win. It's a new day for the Jaguars, and we're thrilled to be partners with them. It's a new day for Jacksonville, too. Just as this is a new football season, Jacksonville is entering a dynamic new time. It's full of possibility. Our city's team is in place to do great things, led by our new mayor and our new city council president and the business community that's backing them up, ready to willing to move Jacksonville forward. So get fired up about Jacksonville's future and the Jaguars season, and get out there and support both of them. I'd predict with the collective efforts of the folks in this room, we can take advantage of the optimism and momentum in Jacksonville and lead Jacksonville to her brightest days. And without a doubt, with our collective support, I predict that the Jaguars will put up a winning season this year and be back in the playoffs within three. So thanks for coming, and thanks for allowing Gunster to partner for today's lunch.
You hear that, football side? 3 years, right? Playoffs? I don't know. We appreciate that. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Mark Lamping, as well. At each seat, everybody has a copy of the 2015-16 Jaguars Community Report. Pull that out. Take a look at it. You'll see what kind of impact the Jaguars Foundation has in this community and communities all over Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida. And it's safe to say the foundation is now a part of the fabric of the community here in Jacksonville. But the man leading that effort every day is Jaguars Foundation President Peter Racine.
Good afternoon, everyone. We've got a great crowd today, don't we? Super. And it's a full house. I'm hoping that next year we'll have a newly renovated U.S. Assure Club that will be even bigger event space that we'll be able to have our event there. So let's give applause to that idea. As we all know, doing good in business means that we are all in the business of doing good for our community. Success goes well beyond anyone's bottom line. It is measured in what each of you do in our combined investment to make a better Jacksonville. I thank you for that investment. Sometimes you're remiss if you miss a couple people, but I wanted to mention a couple partnerships that you'll see in that community report. EverBank and our annual Habajack's Home Build, the story of the ladies in the book and her family. Pepsi and Publix in our work to end hunger in our community. Pepsi also with our literacy project to prepare children for school, ready to learn, ready to read. Baptist Health with our Play 60 initiative that focuses on fitness and nutrition across the five counties in sixth grade schools in every county, and also community programs helping kids to become healthier and eat right. Ashley Home Store with our Hope to Dream Bed program, and who would know how many children go home and do not have a bed at home. And we just supplied 100 beds last month to many of those kids. And obviously UPS, with our honoring our troops, UPS has been a tremendous sponsor of the military and sponsors our honoring our troops program here. These represent what we as a team can do to help, and your companies leverage your resources and dollars to make greater investments. The stories that you read in the community report reflect the work that we all do as a community. I thank our players, I thank our coaches, our staff, and the Booster Club. We have a tremendous group of volunteers and staff that work every day to make this community better. One of those people, and I want to bring up, is Darnell Smith from Florida Blue. Florida Blue is our official community sponsor. It's being announced today, but they've been that for the last number of months. and they are our official community partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Florida Blue teaches all of us the importance of being an active community leader, and I thank their entire leadership team that's here today. No one exemplifies what's good in our community more than my friend and mentor, Darnell Smith. So without further ado, Darnell, if you would come and speak a little bit about what giving to the community means to you. Darnell?
Thank you, Peter. And I want to say thank you to Mark. Thank you to Mr. Khan for the opportunity for us to be able to partner with your great organization. Thank you for Peter Racine and his fantastic team who work with us every day to make certain that we're developing that impact of the engagements on our community. I'd be remiss if I didn't take a moment to introduce to you the person who leads the Florida Blue Foundation, the person who is behind our corporate social responsibility efforts. Ms. Susan Toler, please stand. Now, I want you to know I got the entire senior leadership team out here tonight. Today, I only had to mention three words: Jaguars, food, and free. And I'm certain the word Jaguars is what got them here today. We have 4,500 employees located in this particular area, and they couldn't be more proud to volunteer to be a part of this program, of the partnership we have. But they'll also be in full force next Tuesday at the pep rally located at the Chamber of Commerce. I hope to see each and every one of you there next Tuesday. We want to make certain we get our Jaguars off to a great start. This is the time of year when we get to demonstrate our love for the Jaguars organization, the coaches, the players. And they do a great job for us, representing us on the field. However, every day represents the season to support the men, women, families, and children of need in our community in the field of life. As you flip through the community report, you'll notice a number of things about what's happening in Jacksonville as a result of the work that the Jaguars Foundation is doing. You'll see the work around an individual who has represented our country for more than 14 years, only to find herself homeless, but to find herself back home as a result of the work of, indeed, the Jaguars Foundation. You'll see a little boy who lost his father, his friend, his idol, only to find hope as a result of the great work of the foundation. You'll read about what the Jaguars do to assist women, families, veterans, men to find their way, especially from the standpoint of health and achieving better health. These are the stories that you'll notice in that report. I hope you will notice as well the number of organizations that the Jaguars collaborate with to bring these things to fruition. And so we couldn't be more proud to represent and collaborate with the Jaguars to have such a meaningful impact on this community. We thank you for that opportunity, and we look forward to partnering with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Darnell and Peter. By the way, at your table, and it looks like food's coming out, so we might lose some attention here, and that's okay. Go ahead and eat while that when it comes out. There are many helmets at every table, so those are yours to take home today. You can get them autographed during the intermission by the guys at the table. I'm sure they'll be excited to do that for you, and so those are yours to take home with you. Of course, a major part of this community effort relies on the involvement of our players, the guys sitting at the table with you. Year after year, guys respond with their involvement in the community in a number of ways, certainly with the foundation, other times with their own personal foundations in connection with the Jaguars Foundation. They're just good all-around guys for the most part. They just want to give back to the community. Let's meet a couple of those today. And first off, we'll welcome out a familiar face. He's been around here for a decade now. 10th year tight end out of UCLA, Mercedes Lewis. He's been here for a decade now. A decade.
How's everybody doing? Y'all ready for some football? I didn't expect to come up here and be speaking in, on at a podium in front of everybody, but here we go. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. Since I was drafted here in 2006, being a big part of this community has always been a dream of mine. My mom had me at 15 years old, and the struggle was real growing up. And I was always one of those guys that in my neighborhood, regardless of what was going on around me, I was one of those guys that was a leader and kind of, you know, just wanted to help out. And so I always said that if I was ever on a platform to be able to give back, I would do that. And what bigger platform that I've been on in the last 10 years being a part of this community? My foundation started about 8 years ago. And, you know, for the last 8 years, we've always thought of creative ways to raise money to give back to the kids in my community. And not just my community, but the Jacksonville community from, you know, taking the less fortunate shopping for Christmas, giving computers and feeding people from the Hubbard House, whether it be for Thanksgiving or Christmas, just always giving back and supporting people that are, you know, less fortunate. You know, it's a foundation is only your name. Mercedes Lewis Foundation is only my name, but the people that support it, that's what keeps it going. So I just want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to encourage you guys to continue to, you know, donate because it helps us provide the necessary resources to help these people that are less fortunate. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Mercedes Lewis of the Mercedes Lewis Foundation. Now time to welcome another. We go into the trenches now and go to the offensive line and welcome in sixth-year guard out of Utah, Zane Beatles.
Hello, everybody. I'm Zane Beatles, newcomer here in Jacksonville, been here about a year. And there's always a learning curve when you come into a new community and trying to feel your way around. And it's been great now for the last year for me to get involved with my foundation, the Zane Beatles Parade Foundation. We our mission is to support the journey of young people through life-changing medical experiences. Most of the work we do is with pediatric cancer. I started my foundation about 2 years ago when I was playing in Denver. I got involved with a place there that provides safe, clean housing for bone marrow transplant recipients. And for people that don't know, bone marrow transplant recipients become immune compromised from their treatments. And so it's been great to, like I said, to get involved in the Jacksonville community. Over the last year, we've been able to provide some experiences for kids that are going through treatments in all of our great medical facilities here. We take kids to Suns games. We provide surf lessons, fishing trips. We have some more events coming up this weekend, actually, to get kids out and just get away from their everyday lives where they're going through treatments 14, 15 hours a day and just have some fun for a few hours and get their minds off things. So that's some of the stuff we've been able to do here in Jacksonville. Future plans for us, we want to eventually build safe, clean housing here in Jacksonville. There's people from all over the world as well as the region that come here, like I said, to our great medical facilities to get treatment, and they have nowhere to stay. And so that's a long-term goal of ours. In closing here, I just want to thank all you guys for coming out and for supporting our community and the things that we try to accomplish here. And supporting me, Mercedes, as well as the rest of my teammates. There's a lot of guys that didn't have the opportunity to get up here and speak that do a lot of good things in the community. So thank you for your continued support.
Zane Beatles of the Zane Beatles Parade Foundation. I've seen both these guys in action with their foundations, Mercedes and his mom, with the football camps both here. I haven't been to the one in Long Beach, which is huge, but the one here keeps growing every year. Zane and his foundation out in the community, like he said, with the hospitals, working with kids. Really, really great to see. How about time for lunch? How about that? We'll take a little bit of an intermission now. You can visit with the player at your table. Enjoy your lunch. We'll be back in about 15 minutes with Jaguars owner Shad Khan. Thank you.